Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Friday, August 23rd, 2024. I bet you didn't expect to see me here today. Yes, I did have laser surgery on this eye yesterday. Most of you know that I did develop, unfortunately, a tear in the retina. I went to the retinal specialist yesterday. And right in the office, they performed this laser procedure on the eye, kind of burning the tear back onto the back of the eye. Wasn't the most pleasant thing I've gone through in my life, but I think it was important because these things can lead to blindness if they're not repaired. Anyway, I am back. Takes a lot to keep this guy down, let me tell you. And I hope that's the same for all of you out here. We can't stop. Our enemies work 24/7. Which means we need to work 24/7 as well. Unfortunately, people, we're never going to give up. We're never going to surrender to this thing that they're trying to force upon us. Unfortunately, things are getting pretty bad here, but you and I are ready. From every angle, we're ready, and we're just not going to stop. We're going to take advantage of every freaking thing that comes our way, and we're going to pounce on every opportunity that comes along, period. Just not going to stop. There's no way. I've already told you this. I made you this promise from, I don't know, a decade ago. Nothing's getting past this guy. Nothing. Which means nothing's going to get passed by you either. So we need to just remain diligent, raise our awareness here. And there's so much going on right now, honestly. So anyway, this is my pre-market report. Now let's talk. Right now it's just about 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. At 10 a.m., we're going to hear from the supreme ruler, the creature himself, thing, puke, vomitous mass, evil incarnate. And I'm talking about the Federal Reserve chairperson, Powell. They're about to sum up their Up Jackson's whole symposium where they get to decide our future. Can you believe that? It's unbelievable, but this is really the truth there. So he's going to make a little speech today. We'll see what happens. I expect it's going to move the market. The market is pricing in all kinds of things right now. The market is pricing in a much weaker dollar. You all know that. The market is pricing in rate cuts. The market is pricing in emergency monetary policy. Let's put this together real quick. This is just a joke, and they think the joke is on us. The joke is on them. So this is a headline from MarketWatch. This is actually from yesterday post-market because I couldn't do my post-market wrap-up because I had to have this procedure done on the eye. Anyway, so let's look at this here. U.S. economy grows again. This is a complete fallacy, okay? You know that. The U.S. economy and the economy of the world is contracting at a pace we've never seen before in history. At the same time, again, we have central banks ballooning the money supply or the currency supplies. It's unbelievable. Now, let's move forward. So, again, look at this headline here. The economy grows again. So, let me ask you, we're friends, right? We can talk about anything. How about this? Why is it? In your opinion, if our economy is so strong, or if economy is booming, well, why did they just erase virtually half the jobs that were created over the last year? You remember, just vanished into thin air, all the propaganda, the fake news, it's none of it's real. The data, all of it is propaganda. Anyway, so if our economy is so strong right now, why is it, in your opinion, because you're all way smarter than Greg Manorino here, explain to Greg in a way that he can understand, kind of if I was a young little child or a cocker spaniel. Explain it to me, why is it that if our economy is booming and we're so strong and we're adding all these jobs, although they just erased 818,000, virtually half of what we supposedly created, explain to me why it is that the Fed is about to institute and is right now instituting emergency monetary policy. This is emergency monetary policy. When a central bank has to do what the Fed is doing and other central banks are doing right now, that is, weakening their currencies. This has been going on since the inception of central banking here. With the U.S. dollar losing 98% of its purchasing power, they want that last 2%, and they're going to get it as they bring us to our knees here, of course, creating cash out of thin air to buy everything. Why are they instituting emergency monetary policy if our economy is growing again. Not true. And they know that, but they got to sell you the lie. They got to sell you the propaganda. You got to be distracted. You got to be deceived, period, the freaking end. Now, this is interesting. So, again, you know about this headline, right? So, look at this one. This is Barron's. The Fed doesn't need to cut. What are economists missing? Let me explain this to you about this nonsense, okay? Any real economist, I don't know how many there are, understands that we do not need this. We need to strengthen the dollar. We need a stronger dollar, people. We need higher rates. You want to bring back the mom and pop shops? You want to build the economy from the bottom up? That's what you do. But you see, you're not going to be told that. Neither Kaka Kamala or whatever the freak Donald is. I forgot what my nickname, the Big T. They can't tell you the truth. They're both going to, they're selling you the same story. They're both against you, and they work for the Federal Reserve. Henceforth, why their calls for a weaker dollar? Henceforth, why they're calling for lower rates and promising you them? Because they think you're just too damn stupid. That's the truth. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up if you try to. The fact of the matter is, most people are too damn stupid. They have no idea. They can't walk and chew gum at the same time. Then they sit back and they wonder why their life is miserable, why they can't get by, why some people are successful and why they're not. It's because they're dumb, okay? I'm going to lay it out right there. Stupid. And they're being propagandized and lied to and putting their faith in the wrong place. Again, you want to build the economy, you start from the bottom up. This trickle-down economics, which is basically the economic theory that is implemented by every so-called developed nation around the world, including this thing, which used to be the United States of America, which now is the United States of corporate America. Oh, yeah, sure. Let's do everything in our power to make the corporations even stronger than they are now. Let's make sure that nobody here with a small business in the United States or around the world can survive so we can fulfill the corporate agenda. Again, you want to bring back small businesses here and around the world? You want to build the economy from the bottom up? You strengthen the currency. You raise rates, people. We've been over this. I wrote a whole piece on it. It's available to you for free if you subscribe to my free newsletter. Link in the description of this video. Does this make sense to you, what I'm saying? Or is Greg just far out there? Anyway, let us move forward. How about this headline? Stock market sees a boom as bonds see economic disaster. Here is why they disagree. Why they disagree? Because there's no market. We don't have one. Let me explain this to you maybe another way, okay? The Fed's buying it all right now, along with central banks. They're in here buying all the debt. Again, they haven't made their freaking announcement that they're cutting rates, but they're in here buying all the debt, keeping rates suppressed, and this obviously has caused a phenomenon to occur. Again, mortgage rates at a two-year low. The Fed's in here. They're already buying it all. They're already cutting rates, but they haven't made the announcement yet. It's astonishing to me. It really is. You have no idea how much it bothers Greg Mannarino to realize that people need to be told what's happening. They don't have eyes to see nor ears to hear. They have to be told like infantile entities, treated like infantile entities. Anyway, the stock market boom is artificial. You all know that. It's the product of, again, a central bank, in this case the Fed, destroying the purchasing power of the dollar and then using both Kamala and Trump to blame each other for inflation, for which neither president or any prospective one has a printing press. It's not their fault in a way, but maybe it is because they are working with the Federal Reserve. Look, Obama, Trump, and Biden have been the best friends of the Federal Reserve in the history of the United States presidents. In the history. And Trump wanted negative rates during his tenure. And a weaker dollar, of course. Why? Because it helps the Fed get stronger. It sucks you dry. Kamala's on the same boat. What a choice we have. Freak one or freak two. Imagine that. And we look to them for guidance because we can't govern ourselves because we're infantile entities, right? People make any of this stuff up. We don't have a market, okay? We have a Fed that's buying it all, a Fed managing the markets here, fostering this illusion of some kind of a market, which we don't have, pushing cash into the stock. You realize this, people. Look, when you have emergency monetary policy, which has never stopped since QE1, which started back in 08, 09, emergency monetary policy been instituted. When you have a mechanism where central banks don't allow the market to determine fair value, well, this is just, it's a takeover here. It's an illusion. And we're taking advantage of that illusion, okay, because they're going to prop this up. But with that said, we're going to see things moving forward. They're going to be epic. I can't wait for this thing, creature, vomitous mass puke, Powell, to speak 10 a.m., as I said. Let's see what comes out of its mouth. It's all going to be propaganda, lies, distractions, deceptions, appropriate. You're going to hear the word appropriate out of his mouth 50 times. He's going to tell you how they're in control. Don't worry about it. And again, all they're going to do here is they continue to prop up the market on the back of oceans and oceans and oceans and epic debt, like you can't possibly believe. Again, it's a means to destruction, and they're wiping out the middle class, people. You can't make this stuff up. But the 1 and 2 percenters, they're loving every freaking second of it. Every freaking second of it. Let's see. How about this one here? The market is already maximally bearish on the dollar. Of course, when you hear a presidential candidate talking about, we need a weaker dollar because it's going to help you, and then you get the cheers from the audience, idiots of the highest possible order. Okay, all this does is help fulfill the corporate agenda. And how could a single person with even a fraction of one functioning brain cell believe that a weaker currency is a good thing? Or even lower rates are a good thing, because they can go out and borrow and borrow and borrow themselves into obscurity, into oblivion, is what they're doing. Doesn't help anybody here, man. Getting wiped out, getting destroyed, while the corporate agenda is getting more and more powerful. We lose either way. Do you realize that right now? Whichever freak is chosen, we lose. You understand that? You may think I'm wrong, but you have no idea. Really, how's it been going for you? Oh, the economy was really strong under Trump. Really? $9 trillion of debt pulled into the now, $8.9 trillion, under his watch. Obviously, he doesn't have a printing press. Wasn't his fault, I guess, but he did work with the Fed. Where'd that cash come from? Right from the Fed. Okay? The illusion of the market, rah, 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 you remember that? Our strong economy, we weren't strong. Look at the money velocity. It was cratering. Okay? Again, you don't know where to look because they don't tell you. With Biden, it's a disaster area on a massive scale. Oh, with the envy of the world. With the envy of the world. It's more debt. It's, again, a house of cards built over a pool of gasoline. And they're going to bring us down. They're bringing us all. Not you and me. Because we're taking every freaking avenue, every opportunity we can to rip the face off. Not just the stock market. And my Lions and me, that's exactly what we've been doing. But we're also, again, looking for opportunity to get into assets which are so undervalued that this is the sale of the century. I'm talking about gold, more specifically silver, commodities across the board. You all know that, and cryptocurrencies as well. People, we got each other's backs always. I'll never let you down. And if you follow our plan, which we've been in for years, we're freaking invincible. Let them play their dog shit games. Let them do it, okay? Because we're playing our game, and we're winning, and we're going to win. Period. Can't lose. But it goes beyond that, people. You all know that. Mentally, physically, spiritually, we need each other. They're trying to divide us by every mechanism they can. Foster hatred, division. That's how they win. Okay, we can't allow that to happen. It's unbelievable. They use every tactic that they can. You name it. You have to despise each other. And that's, again, a tactic that's been used since time immemorial. And it's obviously very effective because they're using it now. It's unbelievable. It really is. But we're not going to fall through that trap door, you and me. Never. Never are we going to let that happen because we're not stupid. You understand? All right, people. I think we covered a lot here. I want to hear from you. We'll talk about Powell later. The U.S. economy grows again. That's why they're instituting emergency monetary policy designed to destroy you. Again, you want to change this whole thing? It's this trickle-down economics is designed to empower the rich, okay? The Cantillon effect. Look up the Cantillon effect. Those at the bottom are getting destroyed. We need to rebuild this economy from the bottom up. And it starts with just two things, a stronger currency and higher rates. You would see the reemergence of mom and pop shops again. You would see the reemergence of small businesses here in the United States and around the world. But this mechanism here is designed to erase that in favor of the corporate agenda. You like that? Does that make you happy? Or do you maybe, you thought about maybe one day being your own boss, being in control of your own situation? No, they want you working as a slave for slave wages, as a wage slave for the corporations. That's what they think. You're a means to an end. Do you realize that? We got to take this back. And it starts with, again, I said, a bottom up, not a top down economic theory. Top down don't work, okay? But that's what we're being sold again by Trump, by Kamala. What a choice we have. Unbelievable, man. But that's okay, I guess, right? Because we got each other's backs, and that's more important. This guy, he loves you from the heart. I mean that with all I got. Thank you all. When I made my announcement that I was having this issue, I got an unbelievable amount of well wishes, and it went pretty well. I wouldn't wish the procedure on anybody because it really wasn't that enjoyable, but at least it saved my vision, right? All right, with that said, people, look, this guy, again, I love you with all I got, and I know I get a little uppity from time to time, but this stuff really just makes my blood boil, man. It's too easy. We're being sold to yet another lie. Could you imagine our shock? Can I see your shocked face? Really? You mean they're lying to us again? People, I'll see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. We're going to cover the whole thing with Powell. It, thing, creature, puke, vomitous mass, world control that he is, unfortunately. It's all going to be lies and distractions and deceptions. I don't want to think about it, but unfortunately I have to for all of you, all right? I will see you later, as I said, until we meet again, not too far off. Please, take care of yourselves and each other.